You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture. I'm Erin McKinstry. For 16 years, Missouri River Relief has been reminding people of both the beauty and importance of the Missouri River. They host talks and education events, and they've also hosted more than 160 river cleanups in 8 different states. On Saturday, I headed to Boonville to catch their latest cleanup. I'm standing at the Franklin Island Conservation Area boat ramp with Missouri River Relief's Assistant Program Manager, Melanie Cheney. One by one, boats trickle in from the morning cleanup. Cheney greets each group with a smile, offering a hand as they disembark.
The sun's shining and there's a lot of clouds moving along. It's pretty breezy out here today, but there's a lot of, you know, green left on the trees and then some yellow, and it's just a really pretty day on the river.
She says they put about 180 people out on the river this morning. The boats are packed with kids, teens, and adults wearing brightly colored life vests.
Well, so far, multiple boats have been bringing back empty turtle shells.
Many of those shells, along with other treasures, will be submitted to an upcoming trash contest. One group of girls fresh off the boat giggles as they show me what they'll be submitting. 11-year-old Erica Pornaluzzi explains.
We found a beaver skull and a turtle shell, and we put it together and made a birdle.
And a shoe.
And we found a shoe.
Yep.
Next, I head up the hill to join the festivities. Around 100 people are eating chili and chatting. A band plays river tunes in the background, and people are scoping the submissions for the trash contest. Soon enough, the contest begins.
Let's give it up for the beaver turtle.
A broken china doll, several old soccer balls, and a toy gun join the lineup. But volunteer Paige Robb says most of their finds weren't quite as interesting.
There's a lot of alcoholic beverage containers, lots of cigarette stuff.
Dave Stevens has been volunteering with River Relief for 17 years. When I ask him why he keeps coming back, he says,
mostly it's the people, connecting people to the rivers, good time. Any excuse to get on the water is a good excuse.
And why do you think it's important that people clean up the river?
Well, it's a beautiful resource. It's where we get our water from. We use the river for agriculture, transportation, as well as recreation. And the one thing that everybody can agree on is tires and refrigerators and plastic bottles don't belong here.
The good news is they're finding less trash than they used to.
When we started, there was a ton of trash. It was unsightly, and you could hardly enjoy the natural beauty of the river without noticing it.
That's Jen Davis, Missouri River Relief's event coordinator. She says she thinks people are more aware of the problem than they used to be, and they're taking responsibility and cleaning up their neighborhoods before the trash ever gets to the river.
The trash that washes from city storm drains and in big floods to the riverbanks and the plains and the forests, when it floods again, ultimately that trash gets washed further downstream and ends up in the Mississippi River, which flows to the Gulf of Mexico, and then it ends up in our oceans.
They cleaned up 161 bags of trash on Saturday, and that doesn't include their canoe cleanup or the odds and ends like a discarded rubber chicken. Davis says the volunteers are from all walks of life.
I'm sure everyone has a different story, but their connection is central. It's the Missouri River that ultimately brings people here.
Always looking for a pot of gold on the horizon.
For Off the Clock, I'm Erin McKinstry. See you next week.